I'm here with my dad, Peter Begler, whose first book is being published next year. I'm going to ask him a few questions about his writing process. What's your book about?
Well, my book is called The Fearless Traveler's Guide to Wicked Places. It's a YA book. It's about a girl, 12-year-old girl, and her brothers who have to travel into the dream world to save their mother. That's basically the overview of the book.
How long did it take you to come up with this idea?
Well, I don't really remember how long the idea came up, because the idea actually evolved through several drafts of the book. I had written a book called The Mistonia Chronicles that I really liked, and I showed it to some people, and I got an agent who liked the book, and she suggested some changes to the book. And I started rewriting, and I actually ended up with a completely new book. The reason why I really wanted to set something in the dream world, I was a big fan of Miyazaki and Spirited Away, and I really wanted to do something that was completely imaginative and had no rules, and I could do whatever I wanted and just go as deeply as possible to something that everyone experiences, because everyone experiences dreams. They know, you know, they experience it every night. So I thought it was a good, interesting thing to explore.
And how did you come by your new agents?
My agent, well, it's, you know, when you write a book, it's an interesting process, because the first thing you do is, after you write it, you send out what's called a query letter. A query letter is a letter where you write to an agent and say, like, I just wrote the book, it's about this, would you like to read it? And so agents get tons of query letters every day. And the ones they like, they'll write back and say, hey, that sounds cool, send me the first chapter or send me the book, which I did. I didn't think about it because I had sent out maybe 60 or 70 query letters. I got a lot of people, no one wanted to read it. Some people wanted to read it and they liked it, but they didn't think they could sell it. So I was finally actually kind of done with it. And this woman, her name was Ann Baer, she's a great agent, and she read it in like a couple of days and called me back and said, oh my God, I love this book. I want to meet you. I want to talk about selling this book and signing you up. So it was very exciting.
Is it going to become a series?
Well, I wrote it as a standalone book that could easily be turned into a series, but hopefully, if it's popular, it will be a series. I have ideas for the next two or three books in a series. So we'll see. I hope so. I mean, I hope people like it enough that they want to see the story continue.
Could you ever see your book becoming a movie?
Yes, I think that would be a very cool movie.
What advice would you give to other creative writers?
My advice is to really just, you have to keep working at it and working at it and working at it, and be persistent and be prepared to throw stuff out, be prepared for stuff to not to work, and just keep working at it, and finally it will work.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.